David HaMelech felt Hashem was like a fortress around him. He built such a connection with Hashem, with his circumstances and his relationship and his past experiences. He said to Hashem, I want you to be for me like a special fortress. Whatever I want, I go there. I have you, Hashem. I want all my problems, I go to that fortress, and I'm saved. Just like in the past, you always helped me. You're always my rock, means you always protected me. But now I want something new. I want to have a special place. Always, I know you're there for me. Not just like once in a while, I feel it. I want to have a permanent place. Let's say you say this pasuk a few times. You say it until you feel it. I want Hashem to be around me. All of a sudden, you can be walking in the drugstore, buying something, and there's a problem. All you're going to feel Hashem is near you. You're going to start feeling that way. Bamus, try it out. You're going to start feeling Hashem is near you in the drugstore. You're going to start feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to become real. Based on the fact that He helped you till now. Shamro nafshi ki chasid ani, hoisha avdecha ata lekai habetech elecha. Protect me, Hashem. I'm always betech in you. I know there's nobody else. I know you always took care of me in the past. Shamro nafshi ki chasid ani, hoisha avdecha ata lekai habetech. You're my protector. Kol mayoni bach. I only think about you. Why I only think about Hashem? Because all my chasadim come from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. The reason why we are not crazy over Hashem is we're not 100% makir. Everything comes from Hashem. If we were 100% be makir, everything comes from Hashem, we would be crazy over Him. Kol mayoni bach. Why? He's the one that's giving us all these taivas. That should cause us to have such a connection to Him because we want those taivas to continue. Kol mayoni bach. All my machshavas are about you. And where do you get eyesight from? The richest guy in the world will give up all his money if he's going to lose his eyesight. What's life living if you don't have eyesight? And Hashem gives it to you for free. You should be crazy over Hashem. He's the one giving you the eyesight. I'd rather be close to you, Hashem, than be 1,000 years outside the Beis HaMikdash, far away from you. I'd rather be toiv yoyim b'chatzerecha me'elef. I'd rather be in your chatzer one day, then be 1,000 years outside you, away from you, Hashem. That's what David HaMelech felt about Hashem. It's all Hashem. It's all His Kerev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else matters. All the Tov is Hashem. There's nothing else besides Hashem. Nichtav Oveyam Kosta Nafshi L'chatzis Hashem Libi V'Sar Yiranu El Kal Chai. Why did he feel so close to Hashem? Because he felt the chasad that Hashem was doing for him. When someone's giving you you open your mail and your cousin sends you a $50,000 check, you're going to have tremendous hargashas towards him. If you open the mail and you see a $50,000 check from your cousin, you go to bed at night, you're not going to stop thinking about your cousin. You're not going to stop thinking about him. You go to sleep at night, you wake up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, 3 a.m, it's going to pop into your head. You're going to be thinking about your cousin the whole time. And David HaMelech said that. David HaMelech said that when I go to sleep at night, I think about you. When I wake up in the middle of the night, why? Why was David always thinking about Hashem? Because he saw the Taivas Hashem. He saw the tremendous chasad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divin. Asher Adam Aizlebach Mesilas Belavavam. He has in his heart a path to you, Hashem. The more you connect to Him, who you create of Yata, Keli Besur Yeshuasi. You, Hashem, you're my father. Afani Bechara Teneu Elyon L'malchi Aretz. Since you create Hashem as your father, so that's why he creates you as a son. The more you create Hashem as real, that's how much He creates you back. It's a relationship. If you create HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your father, he's your address, he's your friend, he's the one that's taking care of you, the more you create that in your heart, the more it's true, the more it happens. So if you flicker on the switch, and your neshama is the ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the one that creates fathers and sons. And if Hashem says that Yid is the ben of Hashem, that means that Hashem created the neshama of a yid in the aspect of a stronger relationship as a father and a son. The Gaon says that the nishmas atzilus, we have a special neshama that we're together a ben, more than a father to a son. Hashem made the relationship father to son. Hashem says, you're my ben. Let's say you have a person, a lady, she has 20 kids. You tell her, who cares about the 20th kid? You have 19 kids already. Most people don't have 20 kids anyway. Who cares about the 19th kid? Throw them in the garbage. So say, what do you mean? She says, it's my kid. Hashem has a lot of kids, but each kid, it means something to Him. You have to feel that Hashem means to you. Tremendous. Every single one, you say so many yidden. Doesn't make a difference. Every single son is a son. Hashem created you as a son, as a ben. You could be madgish, your engine, you could turn your engine on to feel Hashem is your father. Hashem cares about you. Hashem's interested in you. He has the whole world, all the fish in the sea, all the stars, but he's interested in you. He's not interested in the fish. He's interested in you. He's interested in your ma'asim. He cares about your davening. He cares about your connection to him.